Love, of course, is geared towards survival, protection, and liberation, freeing people instead of restricting them. It moves toward discovery, goodness, and healing. Love is reconstructive. It repairs the individual. It rebuilds the individual and stimulates growth and development. Love is elation. And sure, this is the side of love we hear most about, isn't it? Elation, euphoria, feeling good. Love has its own natural high, its own euphoria. When you're loved by your family, you love, and when you love your family, when your family has permitted you to grow and develop and fulfill your potential, when your community is concerned and cares about you and shares with you and you do the same with it, when you can sit down and not be afraid to walk the streets of your community, not be afraid to speak and say hello to people on the streets of your community, when you can have a decent conversation without feeling you have to manipulate someone or someone manipulates you, there is a beauty and there is a euphoria about that kind of feeling. There is a tendency to smile and a tendency to be happy and a tendency to be free and a tendency to be honest and open. This is what love does when it operates well within a community itself. It takes you beyond yourself. That is, it is what we call transcends. It moves out beyond. You glow, and people pick up your glow. Your love becomes infectious, and people reflect it back on you, and you reflect it back on them. And therefore, you feel good. It feels wonderful to dance and to sing and to be even a little silly sometimes and to joke with them sometimes and to play with people that you love. And it just makes you glow with health and glow with happiness, and it's a beautiful kind of thing, and you naturally want to stay with your people. You naturally want to be around your community. You naturally want to be a part of its movement forward and so forth. So love has in it a built-in beauty and glory, a built-in euphoria. We're going to see then that love can develop from love. I think Whitney Houston has a song out now. What's the title of it, the current one? I know you know it's very popular. Pardon me? The Greatest Love of All. And part of it is said, she found her love when she found what? She found herself. And she found her love in herself. You cannot love, as we shall see in a moment, others without self-love. You cannot be filled with hatred and hostility towards yourself and love somebody else in a healthy manner. You can only get to know other people through knowing yourself. It is through the self that you reach others. You will only, though, get to know yourself if you're surrounded by people who love you and love you in a healthy sort of way. As we shall see, when you're around people who don't love you in a healthy sort of way, you're going to hide parts of yourself from yourself. You're going to become blind to parts of yourself. You're going to be caught up in the emotions of hatred and hostility and revenge and resentment, and your energy and your tension is going to be caught up in those nasty emotions, and you're going to be a nasty person as a result thereof. And as I'll show you in a minute, you're going to be able to love. You're going to be able to, with all of this nastiness, because nasty people do fall in love. Okay? Hateful people fall in love. And we'll see. But we'll see in a minute, it's going to be a peculiar kind of love. It's going to be a love, ultimately, though, that's going to destroy them and the people they love. Many people, I would say a large percentage of children and wives and husbands, are destroyed in the name of love. I'm doing this to you because I what? Love you. And yet when you look at what's being done, it's often projecting hate, but hate covered with a veneer of love. So then love that comes from love permits the self and other people to develop. Love that comes from love is liberating. Love that comes from love permits other people to develop their potential. We will see later on that love that comes from hate is love that's destructive, is love that restricts, is love that's possessive, is love that makes the other person a servant of oneself, is love that ultimately degrades other individuals. You see? So in a family, a child has to be raised with love in a loving sort of way, so that when it loves, it then will create more lovely people and lovely children. Let's look a moment then at the hate instinct. We talked about the love instinct or the life instinct, and now let's look at the death instinct. And there is a death instinct within us. Freud talked about it as saying in man there's an inherent need or desire for him to return to his origins. We, of course, are people, our bodies are made of the earth. Some of you, of course, are familiar with the Bible verse, dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. And so he builds his philosophy to a degree by saying then, ultimately, the end point of life is a returning back to the earth itself. And of course,